It's common for us to not want to do difficult things. It's common for us to not want to do hard things. It's common for us to not want to do things that are going to expose us for some kind of weakness. It's common for us to not want to do something that's going to make us uncomfortable. These things are common, folks. These things are things that happen to all of us on a regular basis. Let's establish this first. We're not going to get rid of these urges to run from this stuff. We're not going to get rid of, that's really hard over there. I'd rather not. I'd rather stay here and be comfortable. That's really hard over there. That's going to expose me and challenge me and show my weaknesses. I'd rather not do that. We're not getting away from that. That's a common human condition. But when we have these thoughts, when we have these feelings that arise, that is when we have to make a decision. Make a decision. Notice, we're in control here to choose, okay, I see that that over there is hard, and it's easier over here. I see that that over there means I've got to get uncomfortable. And over here, I'm comfortable. I see that that thing over there, it's going to expose a weakness of mine. And over here, I seemingly have no weaknesses. The decision then has to be made. Are you going to be okay with going and doing that hard thing? Be what it may. It exposes you. It makes you uncomfortable. It results in failure, whatever that happens to be. Or are you going to choose to remain comfortable? Are you going to choose to remain where you are? And that's the difference, ladies and gentlemen, between individuals that can perform at a high level and individuals that cannot perform at a high level. It's looking at these types of moments, which are, like I said, they're common. They're coming for all of us. They exist even in that individual that you think, there's no way, Mario, that that person thinks that way. There's no way. They don't find anything hard. There's nothing that makes them uncomfortable. They have no weaknesses. That is all a false narrative. Even those individuals face these kinds of moments. But what you are seeing, if you want to keep talking and referring to these individuals, what we do see is that these individuals, when they're faced with these moments, they make the decision to do the hard thing. They make the decision to put themselves at risk to being exposed. They make the decision to potentially experience failure in that moment with that thing versus success. So, to put a lid on this one and then hand it over to you, what this means is that we all start at this basic human condition of not wanting to, which means we all have the decision to choose whether we are going to or we're not going to. And then based on that decision, we see differences in performance, which means it's ordinary folks. And then these ordinary folks are faced with a decision. And then certain folks choose a certain decision and certain folks make another decision. And the difference in those two decisions is the difference that we see in performance. Therefore, you are capable. If you're listening to this, you are capable of making the decision that leads to success. That's up to you. It's in your control. It is a controllable. So do the right thing. Make the right choice. And watch the difference that it can make in your performance. All right, folks, that's what I've got. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Until next time.